We do a couple rituals before we get started. These might seem weird. We'd love for you to help. You can bang on the table. You can repeat after me. You can do all this, or you can watch. And here we go. What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here. Another episode of 5 Minute Fatherhood. This question comes from Maggie in our homeroom community. She said, do you do anything differently when you invite unbelieving family members to be part of your Shabbat or Sabbath meal on occasion? You know, do you do different explanations, or do you just allow your regular routine to be a witness to them? Now, Jeremy, I'm interested to hear what you think. For us, I think this is a thing that actually, not just on Sabbath, but on like, how do I say this? I'm very sensitive to how other people are feeling, specifically around religious language, tradition, the gospel, all these different things. And so one tool that I think is very helpful is like, just be honest and like, it's, and like disarm them. Right. And so like, yeah. like I, and then I think what that does is that actually frees you up then to be more honest or to do more kind of unashamedly what you want to do. You know, like even I got in trouble from a couple commenters the other day, cause I wrote this little, I gave away a free book and a $20 bill and wrote like a letter in it. And I just set it somewhere in like a mall. And I just said, you know, whoever picks this up, I want this to be for you. I wanted to encourage you, blah, blah, blah. But one little line in there, I said, hey, there's a lot of Jesus stuff in here, you know? And I said, if that makes you feel weird, then just skip past that. I think you'll still get some encouragement from the other stuff. And some people were like, why would you say that? You know, you don't want them to skip over that. Like, they need to know. And I'm like, yes, I agree. But there's something about alleviating people's fears and disarming them that actually makes them hear you better anyways.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Or that even that comment in the letter might make them go, oh, like, well, who is this Jesus guy? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I think there's something about disarming that's really, really powerful. And so, yeah, back to the specific question, we do that on Sabbath. We have a lot of people in our home sometimes for Sabbath, different kind of levels of how they're comfortable with it. Are they aware of it? Whatever. And one thing I do is I'm just usually calling it out as it's going, like, hey, this is going to be weird to you, right? Or I'm going to say, hey, just, you know, just pay attention. Or like, if it's the song, I say, hey, this is a fun song we sing. You probably don't need to know the words. Just bang on the table and you'll probably fit right in. You know, like, you just kind of like, I just kind of make it fun and disarm and lighthearted like that. And to me, that's just like, then it just moves on. And what it does then too, is it then also comes back to us and enables us to then be free in it. Because then what happens if you're not communicating well, then you start to hide or get sheepish or whatever. When it's just like, I literally just said that, hey, we do a couple rituals before we get started. These might seem weird. We'd love for you to help. You can bang on the table. You can repeat after me. You can do all this, or you can watch, and here we go. Right? Like stuff like that. Like, I just think you just be honest and just kind of talk normal and be normal, and things usually go normal.
Yes.
But yeah,
yes.
I don't know, Jeremy, what would you say?
Yeah, don't suddenly start praying with these and thous, or like suddenly break into some kind of religious.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times we don't know how to just be at home. I just wrote about this, you know,
totally.
If you guys are subscribed to the Jeremy's Journal, the Family Teams email newsletter I shoot out every week, I talked about one of the coolest invitations I ever got in my life when I was 23 was to a Sabbath dinner when I was living in Jerusalem. And it was happening repeatedly. I was being invited to people's houses. And what's really cool about these kinds of observances is oftentimes people, they're just kind of curious about like, how do you do things?
Yeah.
What you can't do is with family, there can be a little bit of like, you guys actually should be doing this. Or there's just really subtle little messages that we figured out better ways. Or, I mean, that's, I think, where this can get really tough. For unbelieving family members is if it ever feels preachy, if it ever feels kind of like you're coming down on them. And so you have to really like ramp up the sort of vibe that, hey, we just want to share this thing with you guys we're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's not exclusive, and it's just, we're trying to just sweep people into it, make it really simple, do a really good job, you know, explaining things. My wife, April, is incredible. When we have any of our Shabbat dinners, we have people that are new, she'll stop me like routinely, like, okay, what Jeremy means by that is, you know, like, and they're, because I can be a little bit, you know, insensitive to this topic. And I think me and April make a really good team because she's much more. And so, and she has my permission to like, stop me, pause, help me, help us make this an experience that everyone feels like they're a part of. And so, I know this can be really tough. I know there's so many details to a lot of situations. You might get, you know, frustration or anger even from unbelieving family members. Like, what do you think, you're better than us or whatever? Some of those things are stirred up just because, you know, this is different or whatever. So we just want to make sure we're not contributing to that. You can't always, don't blame yourself if that starts to happen. Sometimes that's, you know, stuff that they're really wrestling with. But oftentimes we found that there's a tone you can strike, especially over time, where extended family starts to feel like, I really like this. I love it when you invite me over to Shabbat. I appreciate the meaning behind it. And I get to hear and understand a little bit more about your faith or about the gospel every time we come over.
Hey guys, we want to personally invite you to our 5-Minute Fatherhood Facebook group. Even if you don't use Facebook, consider jumping into this group because we're creating a community of dads who are learning to coach their family teams on mission. We help answer questions you have about fatherhood. We celebrate wins. We interact with you through exclusive live Q&A sessions and more. Just go to Facebook and search for 5-Minute Fatherhood, all spelled out, no numbers, and request to join.